Hey everyone, if you know me, you know that I've been investing in precious metals for many, many years. Once I realized that private banking cartels could drastically manipulate currencies, putting my family savings in jeopardy, I decided to take matters into my own hand and diversify our savings strategy. This is why I buy physical silver and gold and invest in metals through our Roth and 401k, and I only invest with Colonial Metals Group. CMG is the exclusive sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show, and they're helping me set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where I have access to my assets no matter what the stock market, or for that matter, the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial help you protect your family's future with an extra special offer just for the SJ audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705 0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver just for the SJ audience. Join me today and take back your power. Secure your wealth with Colonial Metals Group. To the Shannon Joy Show. We're broadcasting live from the Joy Virtual Studio right here in the beautiful Finger Lakes region of New York State. It is Monday, February 5th. It is so good to be with all of you today. We are live on Rumble. If you are watching right now on Rumble, thank you so much. Smash that like button, give us a thumbs up, and please share with everyone you know. That helps us grow the show. For those of you watching live on Twitter right now, welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. Glad you're here. Give us a retweet and a comment. Again, helps us with those algorithms. We are so thankful for our partners over at Spreely TV. We are live on Roku and Apple TV. And of course, Studio 8421-24, who is broadcasting the Shannon Joy Show from the great Smoky Mountains of East Tennessee. We're so glad for you as well. You guys can grab the show, as always, on every podcast platform imaginable. iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, you name it. You can listen back at your leisure. And of course, we are thankful for News Radio Wham 1180 AM, our flagship powerhouse 50,000 watt AM radio station, clear channel reaching all the way up into Canada, down the East Coast every evening. So good to be with all of you today. Looking at the live chat on Rumble, it's already heating up. We have, obviously, Studio 8424 is with us. CJP Rumble, Mopar 21222. Good morning, guys. Great to be with all of you. How are we looking? How are we sounding? Everyone getting the feed? It looks like we are good to go. Let us know, because obviously we are embarking on the third week of the emancipation of the Shannon Joy Show, broadcasting independently, myself pressing all the buttons, doing it all on my lonesome, but we're getting it done. We survived another week last week, just a few technical glitches, but I think we're doing A-okay. Great to be with all of you today. We have a lot to get to on the Shannon Joy Show. As you know, the title of today's show, The Great Malaise. So many people are sensing, it seems to me, the demise of the American dream. And I posited this on Twitter earlier today and got a lot of feedback, actually last night, from all of you that I'm going to read today on the show. We're going to talk about what seems to be just this holding pattern, a malaise, impending sense of doom, the idea that you can't trust anything you see on the news media or on social media. You don't know if people are lying to you. You don't know what their angles are. The politicians seem to be completely clueless or in on all of it together. We have spending bill after spending bill, new wars, whether it's in the Middle East, Israel, Ukraine, more funding to Ukraine, the impending disease acts. It just thinks that it seems that everything is out of whack, right? I'm sensing it. Are you sensing it? And the question is, are you all ready to give up, right? Are you ready to give up on the American dream? Are you ready to hand this country over and our children and our grandchildren over to the great resetters, to the new elite, to this new 21st century dystopian economy, the technocracy that they have planned for us? Are we ready to lay down and give up? That is the question I want to ask all of you today. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not. I'm absolutely not ready to give up. And even if our leaders betray us, even if our trusted news sources betray us, even if it seems as if everything is closing in, I can tell you right now, I am never, ever, ever, ever going to give up on freedom and truth and liberty and charity, the American dream, our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, our founding principles, my belief system. I'm not ready to give that up. And it seems like more and more people are. It seems like more and more people who are supposed to be representing conservatives and the right and our Constitution and borders, language, culture, it seems as if they are giving up. And I agree, CJ, P. Rumble, everything does seem extra muddled up. And yeah, we're going to talk about the border. We have a big, big show this week. We have Daniel Horowitz coming to us this week, Thursday or Friday. He's going to be in for a full hour on the Shannon Joy Show. James Gierdewski, a independent reporter out of New York State, has gone through the insane border bill, spending bill, which is unbelievable. He's done an enormous amount of research on this, gone through it with a fine-tooth comb. This is being shoved down our throats because of the border crisis, which is really unbelievable when you think about it. This was tweeted out by our very good friend, Jordan Schachtel, who I'm going to feature today on the Shannon Joy Show. Great piece from him over at his Substack. Just work harder just doesn't cut it anymore in today's economy, says Jordan Schachtel. That's in response to a heartrending TikTok video of a young girl who is looking out at her future, and it seems very bleak. But Jordan Schachtel tweeted this out. Imagine being psyoped into believing that your legislature needs to pass a massive spending bill in order to grant the country permission to defend its own border. Yeah, the border crisis turned massive spending bill, turned pork-laden money laundering operation to feed the beast in Washington, D.C. Rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. We're going to talk to James Gierdewski about that tomorrow, that awful bill, utter betrayal by the Republican Party and conservatives, but they're being called out on this. And so we're not going to let them get away with it. And we're going to get into it pretty extensively tomorrow on the Shannon Joy Show. But before we get started today regarding the malaise, and you know, it is sad. I have so many conversations with people, personal conversations. You see all the data, all the stats, the trillions of dollars in debt and deficit spending by the drunken sailors in Washington, D.C., both Democrats and Republicans, these corrupt politicians feeding the beast, feeding their allies, massive corporations taking massive subsidies, tax bennies, benefiting from a $100,000 tax code that only a team of accountants and attorneys could decipher, but they figure out ways to use those loopholes. That's not so for the little guy. No, we get slapped with double-digit inflation, double-digit interest rates, the American dream slipping away from so many of us. We're going to get into it today. And the way that the new right, the bizarro con right, just isn't getting it, we'll talk about that. But first, I do want to, everyone can see, okay, good, 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 good. Yep, we got Sandy Lou 54 with us, just looking at the live chat here on Rumble. Big thank you, by the way, to our sponsors, Shell Shock CBD, our good friends over at Goat Soap, QP Goat Soap. We're going to be talking about them a little bit later. Before we get into the body of the show today, we're going to look at a video of a young girl, as I mentioned, lamenting the plight of the average American in this disastrous economy brought in by the COVID-19 lockdowns. Thank you very much, Donald Trump and the Republicans. She posted a video on TikTok. It did nearly 20 million views. A very ignorant response from the new bizarro con right, worthy of the new authoritarian right, made by Cat Turd, who apparently is the new standard bearer for conservatives and Republicans. He's taking the spot of Rush Limbaugh. You saw him. Tucker Carlson elevated Cat Turd on his platform over at Twitter. Very ignorant response, and then a counter response from two of the most impressive young thinkers, I believe, of our time, Pedro Gonzalez and Jordan Schachtel, responding to Cat Turd's ignorant response to this young girl. Later in the week, we're also going to talk about the battle royale among the COVID dissenters and the new platformed media as David Icke calls out Elon Musk, Brett Weinstein, Tucker Carlson, Andrew Tate, you name it. Bizarro Con. If we have time to do that today, I will get there with you guys. We've got a lot to do today. So let's start it out light first. This will get us started for the week. I want you to watch this video, a couple videos, and we're going to go to break, and then we're going to get into the great malaise and the video of the reality, the plight of the American, young Americans in today's economy in a very, very bleak future. The question is, who's going to address this? Are we going to accept this? And are we going to accept the narrative of the new bizarro con right? I say, no way. Studio 84 says, 8420 says, David Icke, no way. I know. Listen, if you guys think we're going to find someone here who is a standard bearer that we're going to agree with on everything, think again, okay? There are so many characters in this new plot that is the 21st century economic reality and the political reality. So many new commentators and platforms post-2020 that it's very difficult to wade through all of this. But even if someone you agree with happens to say something right at one time, it's still informative and it can still move to shape the narrative. So we're never going just to toss people overboard if they don't say things we like or we have questions about their background. Everyone has a background. Everyone has a history. Everyone has a story. Everyone has angles. Here on the Shannon Joy Show, we're trying to understand them and bring truth to you as best you can. And on that note, I want you to watch this video. I have two videos for you. Then we're going to go to break and get right into the show. This is from, I want to start with Bobby Kennedy Jr. This is RFK handling a rattlesnake, and there's a point to this. I want you to watch it, 20 seconds. I have a point, but I thought this is really interesting. Check it out. Thanks for listening to The Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. As you all know, the Joy family is super sporty. We all play volleyball. The kids are playing beach volleyball in the summer, high school volleyball in the fall. And right now we are traveling across the country almost every weekend, different city every weekend, playing club volleyball. And the kids need good nutrition. Very difficult to be healthy on the road. Sometimes they're playing, you know, up to 5 games a day, 10 games in a weekend. And they need the vitamins and minerals. They need the nutrition. And I'm so thrilled to partner up with Field of Greens so that they can get all of the vitamins and the nutrients and the nutrition that they need to supplement their regular diet and keep them full of energy and healthy on the court. Also, healing after these long tournaments is really important. And the product line over at Field of Greens is fantastic. It is an easy way to make sure that your family is getting the nutrients that they need, all natural, every single day. Go to fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com. And plug in the promo code Shannon. You can check out their whole lineup of products. And if you put in that promo code Shannon, you'll get 15% off your order. So we're super excited to partner up with them and looking forward to a super healthy 2023. Reminiscent, isn't it, of Vladimir Putin bareback, right, on the horse. That was Bobby Kennedy Jr. apparently wrangling a rattlesnake. This guy can do everything. Well, actually, that video was completely not fake, but it was making its way around Twitter yesterday and the day before. Millions of views as Bobby Kennedy Jr. fans push it out. Look at this guy. He can do everything. He's going up against the vaccine movement. He can wrangle rattlesnakes in the outdoors. And it turns out that that video actually was played in reverse. So someone reversed it. He was holding a rattlesnake, which is actually pretty cool. But he didn't like pick it up and wrangle it. It was actually the opposite. Someone had it, he was handling it, and then he set it down. But it's just to go to show you, like right now, media is so hard to decipher, so hard to know what is real, what isn't real. This is one of the reasons that I haven't really gone too deep on what's going down. First, in Israel, Ukraine, Europe, all of the rolling protests, the shutdown of the streets in the city, mainly because I can't get a good source in Europe right now. And I haven't been able to talk to a human being about what really is happening. But we're seeing all of this imagery. We're seeing all of these images. And I don't know about all of you, but it's very, very difficult to decipher and know what is true and what isn't true. And that's why I wanted to run that video of Bobby Kennedy Jr. because it was disseminated so quickly and you know, used to bolster this caricature of who Bobby Kennedy is. And it turns out to be, it was totally false and completely fake. It was built in reverse. Now, there is real stuff out there. There are real conversations and real things happening. But last week I mentioned that I think we might be moving into a new, hopefully more localized reality for people, because it's getting harder and harder for people to really decipher what is going on in the images that they are receiving. And I think that's a good idea. I think that Israel should take care of Israel. Ukraine should take care of Ukraine. Europe should take care of Europe. Texas should take care of their own border. And we should take care of our own communities. A new localism, a bottom-up resistance. That's where I see the only area where I see a successful movement in this country and across the globe. And yes, we can share information and best practices, and we can pay attention in general to the broad news cycle. But I think that people really just need to hunker down and begin to secure their family, their community, and test things against their own eyes, their own ears, and what you can actually witness yourself, right? It's very confusing. And I think that's on purpose. I think that mass confusion and throwing out all of the psyops and the fake videos and the deep fakes. I think all of this is a part of unsettling the population and unsettling you, making you not even trust your own eyes and your own ears and your own discernment and your own wisdom and your own reality, what you can see and hear and touch. It's this process of unsettling you so that you are emptied out of those thoughts and that discernment, and simply a vessel that controllers or planners or elites or leaders can get to do their will and their bidding, to buy what they want you to buy and eat what they want you to eat and live where they want you to live and accept their 15-minute cities and the bugs for dinner and the 200 by 300 square foot apartment pods that they want to stick you in, a debt-laden reality, a 21st century type of feudalism or slavery for the little guys. And that's just not what I want. But I think that this unsettling, and it's all happening in 2024 as we move into an election year, so you can sense that there's a campaign there. Very, very difficult to discern. But as I mentioned, there are real things happening. This is some great news. You know, Bobby Kennedy Jr., whether you like him or not, you agree with him on everything or not, whether you trust him, he had quite a past in his early years, 20 years ago, really embarked down a different path. And so people have questions and concerns and ideas about Bobby Kennedy Jr., and that's fine. Right. But moving into 2024 elections, where I see a value and a benefit in his emergence on the national stage, is what he is doing regarding the discourse around vaccines and pharma, among other things, including the military industrial complex and the intelligence agencies like the CIA and the FBI, who have in many ways gone rogue, along with the U.S. Justice Department and many other United States government bureaucracies. And so he is critiquing the United States government, but alongside that, he's also critiquing massive corporations and really what is the coming together of both government and corporation in a captured way. And, you know, is ultimately the source of a lot of the problems right now, massive corruption. And it used to be that Democrats didn't like corporations and Republicans didn't like government. And we battled that out for a couple decades, right? Republicans were the party of capitalism and big business, and Democrats were the party of socialism and big government. And, you know, the answer to everything is another government program. And to Republicans, the answer to everything is, you know, another big corporation to take down whatever. And I think what we're realizing in that fracas, in that battle, big government and big corporation came together. And now they're on the same team, in the same way that the Republicans and the Democrats, the two parties that have divided us for so long, have also come together on the same team. Yet the American people are still divided, right? So we're still in our camps. We're still in our corners. We're still hopelessly divided along male, female, left, right, Democrat, Republican, black, white, interest groups, you name it. In the meantime, while we're divided, they are lockstep with one another. And that's why it's getting worse and worse and worse. And it's why it's accelerating, right? Because now they have a stronghold. Now they have all the money, all the power, the narratives, the media, Hollywood, both political parties, their non-governmental organizations, the big corporations, you name it. That's the pickle we're in today. I mean, if I were to explain it from a 40,000 foot vantage point, that's what I would say. You know, that's the issue. And there's a lot of lies and deceit out there. But the benefit of Bobby Kennedy Jr. is the elevating of that narrative. And he articulates that narrative very well on many different platforms, both left and right. In this most recent discussion, this is a 3-minute video that I want to play for you before we go to break and get into the main topic of today's program. This exemplifies, right? So ignore the RFK videos of him wrangling rattlesnakes and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But look at the actual rhetoric and the actual words. That's where you're going to be able to get, hopefully, some truth here. And what he did here at this town hall in explaining, probably even better than I can, what I just explained to you is the benefit of him being in the discourse in 2024. And this is the stuff that you can hold on to. This is the stuff that you can trust, whether you like him or you dislike him. I don't think a lot of people can deny what he did right here. So let's go ahead and play that clip.
The opioid crisis, you know, started with the oxycodone. Now it's, you know, fentanyl. But the company, the same companies that got the FDA to lie to us about the addictiveness, lie to every doctor in this country about the addictiveness of oxycodone and get a whole generation addicted. Those are the same companies that make these, you know, other products. And the pharmaceutical, the four companies that make in this country, Merck, Sanofi, Glaxo, and Pfizer have paid over $35 billion in criminal penalties over the past decade for lying to doctors, for falsifying science, for defrauding regulators. And we need the, you know, we need to keep an eye on them. We can't just trust them. If they say it's a vaccine, you know, we all trust it. We need to have actual science on it. And I think what that's all I say. I don't want to get rid of that. If you want to take a, you should be able to do it. We need good science, and that's all I've asked for.
But so, what do you say to people? I mean, it sounds like you're saying that every scientist, every government, our government, governments around the world, doctors like Dr. Butts are all lying about.
I've never said anything like that.
AMA, the American Academy of Pediatrics, they all, and the FDA says, and in fact, on its website, you can clearly see that they go through 3 stages of FDA testing against double-blind placebos. They already do that testing for vaccines.
Elizabeth, you can say that. I'm telling you.
I'm not saying that.
The FDA is not saying that.
Yes, they do on their website.
They have not, they will not tell you that that there's any that has ever undergone a long-term placebo-controlled trial prior to licensure. They will not, because it's not true. And they've, you know, you can go to my website and see where HHS says, yeah, there are none.
Well, we have competing websites saying different things.
Let me say this. You know, I'm not saying the AMA is lying or the doctors are lying. What I'm saying is the FDA does lie. And the FDA lied to us about Vioxx. They knew that the Vioxx was causing heart attacks, but they let doctors believe that it was a medicine that was good, beneficial for headaches and arthritis without telling it that they were going to kill me. And they ended up killing between 120,000 and 500,000.
All these doctors and all these scientists around the world who say are safe and have saved millions and millions of lives.
The same people said Vioxx was safe. The same people said opioids, that oxycodone was not addictive because FDA said it and they believe them. And that's the problem. We have a corrupt federal agency that's lying to the AMA, to all of those agencies and all of the doctors, and they believe them. But those agencies are controlled by pharma. That is the problem. And that's what I'm trying to end as president.
Thanks for listening to The Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. Hey guys, I am so psyched to be working with the folks over at Colonial Metals Group. You guys know that I am all about personal empowerment, never living in fear or waiting for some politician to save you. Being at the whim of the stock market or the current administration does not make me feel safe or secure, but having a self-directed IRA where I can safely store physical gold and silver, assets that have stood the test of time, makes a lot of sense to me. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future. Maybe you're just getting started. Maybe you're already in a 401k or an IRA, or maybe you're thinking about your parents' retirement. Regardless of your situation, Colonial Metals Group can help. We put together a special offer for this audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705-0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. Don't sit around waiting for a politician to save you. Save yourself, protect your wealth, and call Colonial Metals Group today. All right, so there we have, and it's really interesting in that discourse. Number one, that discourse would never, ever, 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 ever happen. So election 2024 decision desk with whoever that woman was, who is quite naive and ignorant, that discussion about the FDA, about the vaccines, which were bleeped out throughout that, and I'll let you know why they were bleeped out in a moment. This would never happen. That discussion would never happen on a national stage if it weren't for the emergence of Bobby Kennedy Jr. into the national election. So let's take that as a win, whether you like him or not. If Trump were on the stage there, no discussion of vaccines, no discussion of the FDA, no discussion of COVID. If Biden obviously is in that venue, there would be no discussion of it. So that in and of itself is a win. And here you have Kennedy just blowing the lid off of these government agencies that are captured by massive pharmaceutical corporations. And the reason that they bleep out vaccine is because still to this day, unbelievably, not on Rumble, not on Twitter, but on Facebook and or YouTube and other platforms, if the word vaccine is used in any type of negative way, bringing up what Robert Kennedy Jr. just brought up in that video, they'll get taken down. And I can tell you, I have a Rumble account. I also have a YouTube account. And on those accounts, my videos are constantly taken down. So that's why I grabbed that video from Twitter, and that's why they were bleeped out. So Studio 8424 says it's not good enough, right? RFK is not good enough. There's no talk of a reckoning. This is way too late to start campaigning on it. Well, I would say Studio 8424, so this is someone who is clearly, critical of Bobby Kennedy Jr. And I would say that his messaging is very disciplined. Bobby Kennedy Jr. has been attacking pharma companies, vaccine manufacturers, the childhood vaccination schedule for, I want to say, almost 20 years in a million different ways. Through lawsuits, through bottom-up organization, creating Children's Health Defense, which is an organization that disseminates some of the best truth on everything you can imagine regarding vaccines in general, but also COVID vaccines. And they were very good during the lockdowns. This is, I think, it seems to me what Kennedy is doing is just the latest or the newest in efforts to platform this discussion. So again, you guys don't have to, you can like this or not like it. You don't have to vote for him. And I'm not asking you to vote for him, but my larger point, I hope my larger point is getting through to everyone watching right now. The discourse is more important than the outcome of this election. The fact that he is on the stage and he is poking holes in the narrative, he's blowing that woman's mind right now. She's clearly upset, right, that the FDA has been lying to her. She's clearly reading talking points. She's clearly completely captured. And, you know, obviously the network's captured by pharmaceutical corporations. It's why you can't get any investigation into this. And again, you know, this is why I think that in terms of covering the 2024 election, this is what I'm interested in. I'm interested in the discourse, the debates, the elevation of the narratives and the topics that will not be discussed or covered by the two political elite candidates, Biden and Trump. So that's where I am with this. Again, this would not even be discussed if it weren't for the emergence of Bobby Kennedy onto the national stage. I think that's a good thing. And in terms of erecting, listen, I've spent the past decade looking for the perfect candidate who is going to say everything that I want them to say perfectly at every time, get every issue right. You're just not going to find them. And this is why I've always encouraged all of you in my audience to not elevate political characters to the position of deity or idol, right? We cannot go through these electoral the electoral process and elevate these people to the status of gods and idols. They're not. They are completely flawed human beings who put their pants on one leg at a time, just like you and I. They have angles. They have histories. They're not perfect. They might have positions that you don't agree with. Like, there's just no way you're going to get the perfect candidate. This is why I say vote in 2024. It'll take you about 15 minutes. For the rest of the year, what we should be doing is having discourse, organizing locally, securing our local communities and our families, learning about our rights and our constitution and our founding, the Declaration of Independence, and engaging in the bottom up actions that will actually work in seizing back our power. So that is boycotts and boycotts. It's organization. It's infiltrating your school board, your town board, your zoning board, your county legislature. It's building your groups from the bottom up at the local level. It's engaging in civil disobedience and peaceful noncompliance. All of those things, those are the things that we all and you all should be doing every day, every week, every month. What you do on November 2nd, 2024 is one action in one moment in time that will probably be rigged anyway, okay? But that doesn't mean that you don't seize on the narratives. That doesn't mean that you don't use people, even flawed people, when they get things right as examples of what the truth is. And that's what I try to do on a daily basis. The discourse is very important. CJP Rumble, make your voices heard, absolutely. And Bill Benz is actually right. To say that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is late on vaccines is like saying DeSantis was worse on COVID stan in January 6th than Trump. And it really is true. Like, if there's anyone, and that's a lot of times when I'm looking for good sources, again, what are we talking about? The fog of war. We're talking about how difficult it is today to get the truth. It's very difficult to trust what you're seeing on social media and mainstream news media. And we really are in a time of a need for great discernment. And one of the ways, to your point, Bill Benz, that I discern is I look for people. I had sources that I used on my program 10 years ago, before COVID, before anyone ever heard of COVID or the COVID vaccines or Operation Warp Speed or any of this, right? Before anyone ever heard of Peter McCullough, before anyone ever heard of Dr. Robert Malone. In fact, those guys were in their practice and promoting vaccines, okay? So a lot of pro-vaccine people like Jay Bhattacharya and the great doctors that we are thankful for now who are speaking the truth about all of this, they were nowhere to be found pre-COVID, okay? There was one guy Bobby Kennedy Jr., along with Children's Health Defense and Highwire and Del Bigtree, who were alone, completely alone, mocked, isolated, completely pulled out of mainstream media, but they were diligently, quietly working on these issues of informed consent and vaccine safety. And you might, again, not agree with all of them, but to say that they're late on this is, you know, I just don't think it's going to work. And Studio 8424 saying he's late on vaccine and the reckoning within the context of the campaign. Well, people have campaign strategies, and I'm just, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. I'm thankful for the discourse, for sure. So when we come back, let's go to break. And I love the feisty live chat. You guys are fantastic. Let's battle it out. Let's have these discussions. When we come back, we're going to look at another video. This is a young girl. Her name is Eliza. And she went viral on TikTok, then went viral on Twitter, garnering almost 20 million views on Twitter alone. Then attacked by Cat Turd, who is apparently the new Bizarro Con voice of the right, the new Rush Limbaugh, according to people like Tucker Carlson, elevating him to that status. Yes, he is here on Rumble, came out of nowhere, ex-liberal, and went after this girl. We're going to go take a look at this growing divide and that malaise. What is the reality of life in America today, not just for you and me, but younger generations who are looking out there and wondering how they're going to make it, wondering if they'll ever make it, and also questioning whether or not they even want to have families because of the dire situation of the economic reality here in the U.S. It's real. It's real. And you would think that so-called Trump-supporting conservatives on the right, the new right, the bizarro con right, would understand this and maybe capitalize on this and call it Biden's economy. But no, they're mocking these people now because they happen to be young. And this irritated me over the weekend. I was unsettled by it. And I was really glad to see that Jordan Schachtel and Pedro Gonzalez came out and with a really good counter response to this Cat Turd character. Because I think that they're missing something on the right and really clearly not serious about correcting what they call is Biden's economy. And I think it's because at the end of the day, Trump had a lot to do with in his tenure and also in the last year of his presidency with the economic malaise that we find ourselves in today and a very, very murky future for not only young people, but, you know, boomers and Gen Xers alike. So we're going to look at that when we come back right here on the Shannon Joy Show.
Hi, my name is Quinn Pittman. I grew up here in these Florida woods. I like to hunt and fish on our land in Osteen, Florida. When I was 7, I asked my parents if I could have a couple of milk goats so I can make cheese. I am 14 now, and I have a small goat herd. My dad built this barn to keep my goats safe from the bobcats and coyotes that sometimes roam our land. I milk them every day before school. I love spending time with my goats. I make ice cream and milk for some of my friends that are allergic to cow's milk, because every kid should be able to eat ice cream. I also make goat milk soap. It is better for your skin, it won't dry out, and it lasts a long time. I make it on my back porch with my mom. If you would like to try my soap, you can order it at qpgoatsoap.com. Place an order and we will make sure that you have fragrant, freshly cured goat milk soap in your home, just like we have in ours.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon Joy Show. A huge thank you to our friends over at QP Goat Soap. Make sure you go to qpgoatsoap.com. Use that promo code J-O-Y for 10% off, and you will be supporting the advertisers and the sponsors who support the Shannon Joy Show, the independent Shannon Joy Show. So let's go to this. And yeah, I love this. Bill Ben says, Cat Turd chugs Bud Light with Bruce Jenner, Dylan Mulvaney, and Don Jr. at the Florida Croquet Club, which is AKA Mar-a-Lago, right? All these guys are in it together, in on it together. It's really bizarre. This actually blew my mind. Before we get to the viral video of Eliza and the new Republican right, the new conservative right response to the plight of younger Americans who see a very bleak future, I want to read this tweet from David Icke, who blew my mind. I'm gonna confess, I've seen David Icke's name bandied about on Twitter. People like him or hate him. I actually don't even really know who he is. He has a huge Twitter following. He is, you know, 500,000 plus. Some people think he's like a deep stater. He's in on the deep state. Sometimes some people think he is, or he's part of the you know, fake resistance, or, you know, I don't know. But this guy, Icke, it's spelled Icke. So what is his name's David Icke. All right. I don't know how to pronounce this guy's last name. It's spelled I-C-K-E. I don't really care. This is what he wrote. Okay. And this really blew my mind. And this is on the heels of Elon Musk. Remember, Elon Musk is also the new hero of the conservative right, a part of what I would call bizarro con, right? And we're very thankful for Elon Musk because he set many of us free on Twitter, myself included. So again, here's another example of a guy who has all kinds of problems, right? But does some good things and says some right things. And you're like, okay, I like you for that. This is how you know, tricky everything is right now. Icke. So David Icke, says Malaka Tom. Okay, fine. David Icke apparently is how you pronounce this guy's last name. So thankful for the live chat over at Rumble. You guys are great. So this is what he posts out in response to Elon Musk posting this literally 24 hours ago. The only action needed to solve climate change is a carbon tax. Okay. This is from Elon Musk, hailed by Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson and many in the medical freedom community as like the new poster boy for freedom and for free speech. And while we're thankful for what he did for free speech and Twitter, it is unsettling to me that Twitter is the only place right now where any of us can go to have free speech. We can't go to any other social media platforms. I'm thankful for Rumble. We have Rumble right now as well. But you know, like they're very, Substack is another one. But I'm unsettled that all of us are being kind of corralled into this one space. And I'm very nervous in 2024 that there's going to be a new round of Twitter bans, shadow bans, and account suspensions. And that I'm saying this because a good friend of the Shannon Joy Show, John Burke 39, who has a great show, American Savage, on Rumble, you've met him here on the program, he was suspended on Twitter last week for I have no idea why. You know, he's apparently trying to figure this out as well. So, like with the whole Elon thing, and I said this 12 months ago, I said this 14 months ago, take it all with a grain of salt. Like, I'm glad I'm out of Twitter jail. I'm glad that he did this. But I think there's a larger story here. So again, just like presidential candidates and politicians, like we cannot elevate these people to the status of idols and gods. Okay. We just can't. We cannot afford to do that today in the United States of America. So this is what he posts out. So Jordan Schechtel is having none of this. You know it's bad when even his Simfluencer army defends this take. So now all of a sudden, bizarro con right. So Andrew Tate and Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones and all of the Trump people and MAGA apparently are going to support climate change, carbon taxes to battle climate change because Elon says so. Are they going to support that? So we have to keep an eye on this. But this is what David Icke on Twitter had to say. And this blew my mind. Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, Andrew Tate, Jordan Peterson, Ben Shapiro, Joe Rogan, long lost cause, according to David Icke, Eva Vlar, and the rest of the Musk worshiping mainstream media. When are you going to wake up and see what this man really is? I despair at your naivete, and I am being optimistic that it is all naivete. So what do these people know? Are they playing a game? Like, what's up with all of this? Here is Elon Musk making the exact same case that the WEF, the World Economic Forum, that all of you rail against, have been making for a carbon tax that Schwab and Gates have long demanded using the same arguments about the climate change hoax. And all his companies are advancing the cult agenda for global dystopia. This is a great point. SpaceX, Neuralink, these are chips in your brains. In fact, Elon Musk tweeted out last week that they've injected the first human being with the brain chip Neuralink, and he's doing well. He's resting comfortable. Okay, so this is the definition of transhumanism. This is the epitome of transhumanism, and Elon Musk loves every bit of it. In fact, his highly subsidized to the tune of billions of dollars, Elon Musk, through Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, and other initiatives, is so heavily leveraged by government subsidy, you could call him the biggest welfare queen on the face of the planet. He is so interconnected, so deeply interconnected and intertwined with government agencies, defense contractors, federal bureaucracies, and these massive non-governmental organizations and organizations like the WEF and the WHO. In fact, that's why he appointed, as a president of Twitter, you know, Linda Sarsour, whatever her last name is, but she's a puppet for WEF, and she's now firmly in control of Twitter, which might explain why people are getting banned from Twitter. So yes, we're thankful that Elon emancipated so many people, my account included, on Twitter when he bought that company. But you got to take them with a grain of salt. And I appreciate David Icke bringing this to light. Whether you like him or not, this makes sense to me. What he's saying makes sense. He said all of Elon's companies are advancing the cult agenda for global dystopia. SpaceX, Neuralink, Tesla, and even the tunnel building boring company. But you still kiss up to him. And I'm omitting some of his language here because, you know, it's a little salty. But he goes on, and you're all still kissing up to him and calling him the biggest maverick in the last 500 years because he promotes you on Twitter X while seriously shadow banning those with the intelligence to call him out for what he is doing. Wherever you look, including his support for universal basic income and the promotion of AI takeover hidden behind his fake concern that he's pushing everything the WEF and the global cult wants to happen. He tagged everyone. He said there was no alternative media when I started out in 1990. I watched it appear and grow, and now you are destroying it with your pathetic submission to the blatant asset of the very global cult that you claim to oppose. And he tags in this real Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, Andrew Tate, who is a night. I think that Andrew Tate, they were grooming that fellow to be the next Jeffrey Epstein. Thank goodness the Romanian officials arrested him and indicted him on sex trafficking. And he's awaiting trial right now in Romania. Andrew Tate is a disaster. The fact that anyone could even call him, he's a pimp, pornographer, disgusting human being, even if he isn't indicted or convicted of sex trafficking, those six counts, and also rape. Just watch the videos that have been uncovered by Milk Bar TV on Twitter. He's the worst human being on the face of the planet. The worst, okay? And he's in, remember, Cobra Tate, Andrew Tate, was platformed by Candace Owen, who is part of the Daily Wire umbrella, which Icke includes here, Jordan Peterson and Ben Shapiro, okay? Joe Rogan and Eva Vlar. And these are all, it is true that when Elon Musk opened up Twitter and a lot of us came back to that platform, you can tell that there is certain elevation of certain accounts. Cat Turd is one of them. Ian Miles Chang is another one. Eva Vlar is one. Andrew Tate, clearly. There are accounts on Bizarro Khan that the algorithm clearly heavily favored. So again, maybe the theme of this show is let's not turn these people into freaking heroes so quickly, okay? Whether it's Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Elon Musk, Bobby Kennedy Jr., your favorite conservative media host, Like, we just all need to like slow our roll here and take a step back and stop begging for a hero or an idol or a savior to come and save all of us. We're going to have to save ourselves, and that's going to take reason, rational thinking, discernment, looking back at people's consistency over time, and not allowing them to use the fear-driven propaganda and the psyops to move us into this controlled way of thinking. And Malaka Tom says Rumble is also questionable as well. I mean, listen, I'm not going to come here. And I exist on Twitter and Rumble. That's how I come to all of you. This is why I'm building a website, by the way. This is why we're about to roll out the built from the bottom up, completely secure Shannon Joy Show website, so that we are fully independent. If we get deplatformed anywhere, you guys will still be able to access the show, and we will be in direct contact. It's why I build all of these little safety nets. It's why we're so platformed everywhere. Podcasts, all the different podcast platforms, Spreely TV, obviously, Studio 8424, AM radio, website, Rumble, Twitter. There is a strategy to why I do this and why I've built the Shannon Joy Network in this way. It's so that if a spigot closes on one platform, we can open it up on another platform. I'm on YouTube too. I'm also still on Facebook. And if those open up, because there are still competing forces, right? Like, these guys may have angles. They may have agendas. There may be, certain agenda items, or they might have questionable alliances that we don't know about. But that doesn't mean, this is my point, that they don't get it right sometimes. And sometimes in their discourse with each other, even if they're both bad, it still has the impact of elevating a truth. And that's what we want to get to, is truth as much as we possibly can, right? And sometimes truth happens when the bad guys are fighting in public, okay? And we can begin to discern from that. So I hope I'm making sense. And I hope this is making sense to all of you. You just got to pay attention and keep an eye out for these things. Again, some of the best sources out there that I've used for a decade, sometimes those are the ones. I am going to put my list together of sources that I like for now. Daniel Horowitz always delivers. Steve Dace over at The Blaze, very good. Pedro Gonzalez, Jordan Schachtel, who I'm going to feature in just a moment on the Shannon Joy Show as well. When we come back, this is the viral video that did 20 million views on Twitter, and that's after it did millions of views on TikTok, and now being attacked for whatever reason by what the so-called new right. And this is in the form of Cat Turd, who is apparently the new Rush Limbaugh. So we're going to expose him today on the program. We come back, we're going to take a look at that video. Keep it tuned right here on the Shannon Joy Show. We will see you in a minute. Hey everyone, just want to pause for a moment to thank our sponsors over at Shell Shock CBD. That is shellshockcbd.com. Make sure you use the promo code Shannon Joy for 10% off all of their products. We love this company, and I want to draw your attention today to a study that I found from 2014 published at NIH. This is a double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled parallel group study of THC CBD spray and peripheral neuropathic pain treatment. And in the conclusion of this study, they found, and I quote, "These findings demonstrate that in a meaningful proportion of otherwise treatment-resistant patients, clinically important improvements in pain, sleep quality, and SGIC of the severity of their condition are obtained with the THC CBD spray." So as you know, we've been talking about the medicinal benefits of CBD. I use a non-THC CBD product called Rackout from Shell Shock CBD that has me sleeping like a baby. And there are more and more studies out there showing that CBD is a really great alternative for people who want to stay off pharmaceutical products. And that's why I love the folks over at Shell Shock CBD. They have a whole variety of tinctures and creams and gummies and CBD products, both THC and non-THC, which is what I use, that are helping people to ease a whole variety of problems, whether it's stress, anxiety, sleeplessness, or even pain. They have the topical cream called Topical Thunder that people swear by. The reviews are fantastic. And as I've mentioned, the Rack Out Gummies, which is what I use when I can't sleep. It's an amazing product. I would love for you guys to try it out. If you go to shellshockcbd.com, that's shellshockcbd.com. You can get some of their products, the gummies particularly, in sample packs so that you don't have to buy and invest in the whole product. You can try it out, see it if you like it. And as John Burke always says, if you are not completely satisfied, they always give you a 100% money back guarantee. That is how confident they are in their products over at Shellshock CBD. So please support the companies that support the Shannon Joy Show. Go to shellshockcbd.com right now, today. Put in that promo code Shannon Joy and begin to experience the benefits of the medicinal benefits of Shellshock CBD. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon Joy Show. Again, shellshockcbd.com. Promo code Shannon Joy, promo code Shannon Joy for 10% off your order. And of course, they have that money back guarantee. Okay, so let's go to this video. Let's get right into this topic. And we're going to talk about the malaise. I'm going to read a lot of the responses that I got from you guys on Twitter when I talked about this new malaise and really wanting to understand what people are experiencing in American life. And I'm sensing over the past few weeks just a general malaise that people are very, very unsettled. And so I put that out on Twitter, and the response from all of you was unbelievable. People are feeling it. People are feeling it, but we cannot allow that to dampen our spirits or to move us into a place of apathy or despair. We need to understand what we're up against and prepare to fight back. I'm not going to give up this country. I'm just not doing it. I have three small kids. They're not small anymore. Actually, my oldest is almost 18. Jack is 17. I have a 15-year-old and I have a 12-year-old. And I'm just not going to give up on the American dream for them. I'm not doing it. I'm just not. And if that means that we have to do this for another 3 to 5 years, then I'm ready to go. I am not giving up, guys. And I hope that none of you do as well. But it sounds like Eliza is. And this video really touched my heart and really irritated me. The response from the Republican right and from Bizarro Khan and Khan Inc. really, really ticked me off. And that's because I have seen this response from Khan Inc. over the years, from sadly, sometimes the boomer generation, which is like, shut up, you snowflake. You don't, you know, I had to walk uphill both ways to school in a snowstorm every day. And I did this and I did that. And it really is diminishing actually the larger economic picture that has come as a result of just completely profligate spending by both Democrats and Republicans, which is why they want to diminish it. But this really ticked me off. First her video and then the response. And then we're going to get to the response from Pedro Gonzalez and Jordan Schechtel because they were very good. And they're over at Substack. That is another free speech platform. In fact, Substack might be my favorite. Substack might be the freest of all of the platforms in terms of discourse and just the intelligent discourse and conversation happening over on Substack. So I recommend that to all of you. But let's take a look at this video and we'll continue our discussion here on the Shannon Joy Show.
Why is it that I have to work 40 hours a week just so I can have a place to live? 40 hours a week makes me $2,000 a month and my rent is $1,660. So I work 40 hours a week so I can have a two-bedroom apartment and an extra $300 a month. Like, it doesn't cover my phone, internet, food, you know? So not only do I not have any extra money, but just working makes me so exhausted that I don't have time either. Like, I get off work at 5:30. Come home, I'm just so tired. I'm so tired that, like, anything that I need to do outside of work, I then just push off to like the weekend. And I'm like, I'm just too tired to do this after work. I'll wait until Saturday. So then I end up with so much to do on the weekend that ends up having to be split into 2 days. So I have to do stuff on both Saturday and Sunday. So then I don't get a day off. I don't get a day to relax. I don't get to decompress. So it is really like working 7 days a week constantly. And I don't want to do that anymore, right? Like, I don't care how poor and miserable I would have to be, but I literally can't have a place to live without this, you know? Like, I don't know what to do. I'm not made for this. I don't have the money, time, or energy to enjoy my life outside of work, and I don't know what to do about it anymore. You know, I'm so tired.
And so, you know, the typical conservative response to clearly, you know, a millennial or a Gen Z-er, you know, one of the younger generations is, you know, buck up, buttercup, you're such a snowflake, shut up, put on your big girl pants and go to work. And, you know, I understand that. I remember being her age and I remember being a little shell-shocked by the 40-hour work week. I'd always worked. I started working when I was 14 years old, always had multiple jobs, worked all the way through college, but it was always part-time, you know, 15, 20 hours a week in addition to my workload for school. And, you know, but I had never done the 40-hour work week. And I had a couple lean years, let me tell you, where, you know, I drove really crappy cars and could barely pay my bills, went into a little credit card debt. And I can remember that moment of despair. Like, I have to do this for the rest of my life. Like, thinking this is untenable. I can't do this. And so, first of all, I think it's just a little irritating to me that, you know, this well-established, holier-than-thou elite group of bizarro con or conning Republicans want to just bash this girl, you know, on the political lines. But I think there's a larger issue here that no one is really talking about outside of those people within the medical freedom movement who are operating outside of the traditional right-wing media, you know, the talk radio hosts and Bizarro Con. And that is that this economy is a disaster. This economy is a disaster for everyone. This economy is particularly a disaster for young people who are dealing with, first, being completely traumatized by 3 years of lockdown and shutdown. They are being charged, extortionist type rates for college education, going into an enormous amount of debt, told by every institution and their parents and the banks and their high schools that they have to go to college and drop $50,000 a year or $100,000 a year or $20,000 a year even to get a decent education so that you have any hope of having a decent life. And so they start out with debt from the very beginning. Then you pile on inflation, you pile on, a collapsing workforce, you pile on hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants coming in, not over just over the border, but on HB1 visas, who are coming in and taking tech jobs and marketing jobs at a much lower rate. So they're fighting with, a larger population of people. They have, and then the inflation, the COVID economy and all of it, I don't know how they survive. I mean, I have, you know, my husband and I make, thank God, you know, a decent amount of money. We're both professionals. I'm in my late 40s. He's in his late 40s. And it's hard for us, right? Skyrocketing home prices. So you have the ability to buy a home is out of reach for all of these young kids. And that's not driving down rental prices. $1,600 a month to rent an apartment is insane, right? And so the response, so there's this economy is not a normal economy, and it's not the economy that I grew up in. And it's even, and I had my own issues. It's not the, clearly not the economy that boomers grew up in or even our grandparents grew up in. This is a horrible economy that has been created by profligate spending and corruption coming out of Washington, D.C. and the Federal Reserve and the debasement of our currency. And it has been in process for decades that no one in power will ever, ever acknowledge. And so this girl is raging against not only that, but the fact that she is looking forward to essentially the soulless life of an automaton with no hope of pursuing happiness, which is the sentiment behind Pedro Gonzalez's piece. But I'm going to get to Jordan's first because he answered this. So Cat Turd, a.k.a. Philip Buchanan, who has millions and millions of followers on Twitter, bestowed to him by Elon Musk post-Twitter takeover, platformed on platforms like Tucker Carlson's, right? New darling of the conservative right, the new Rush Limbaugh of the conservative right. This guy has amassed a Twitter following of 2.3 million and is a fixture now on the new right in New Right commentary. Newsweek dubbed him. This is Philip Buchanan, a.k.a. Cat Turd, on Twitter, the king of MAGA Twitter. So he is a heavy, heavy Trump supporter. He retweeted Eliza's video with the 7-word caption, "Stop whining and make me a sandwich." That was amusing, but not for the reason Buchanan thinks, says Pedro Gonzalez on his Substack. The new right styles itself as a populist antidote to an out-of-touch elite left that wants us all living, owning nothing, and eating bugs. That folksy narrative, according to Pedro Gonzalez, is central to Buchanan, a.k.a. Cat Turd's personal mythos. He recently told Tucker Carlson in an interview that he was a hippie pothead and screwed up. He was a screwed up guy until he was in his 40s with a trail of failed marriages behind a life lived aimlessly. And it was Rush Limbaugh that saved him and helped lead him back out of the wilderness of liberalism. So said Cat Turd to Tucker. Pedro mentions that he embarked on a similar ideological transformation, so he doesn't want to judge people based on that. But more to the point, as a supposed new right populist, you'd think that Buchanan would show some sympathy for someone struggling in Joe Biden's economy, in Joe Biden's America, considering that he constantly claws at the Democratic Party. You'd think that a new right that claims to speak for a younger generation, once disaffected by two parties that can uphold one rotten status quo, would capitalize on these stories constructively. You'd think the new right that insists it's concerned with birth rates and family formation and would take any chance to rail against the economic conditions that make those things harder. You'd think wrong. And so Jordan Schachtel, and I agree. I agree. Like, what are we supposed to vote for? What are we supposed to envision as a way forward if they are embracing this dystopian economy that is completely corrupted and controlled by an elite cabal, almost cartel-like operation in Washington, D.C.? But vote for Trump in 2024. Jordan Schachtel echoes this sentiment in his piece, "Just Work Harder Doesn't Cut It in Today's Economy." And Jordan writes, "I'm sure you all have an older acquaintance, and I'm right in the middle, okay? I'm between the younger millennial, Gen Z. I'm a Gen Xer, okay? I love boomers. I have my mom and dad are boomers. I love them, okay? This is not an anti-boomer. This is not an attempt to set up this, you know, generational warfare. I'm just saying that I get this. I'm not buying this suck it up buttercup anymore. There's not a lot to look forward to from these kids or for these kids." And so this is what Jordan has to say. I'm sure many of you have older acquaintances, colleagues, or relatives who has opined to you that the younger generation in America is just too damn lazy to make it in this country. This supposed lack of motivation and effort, they say, is the reason why kids these days don't have two nickels to rub together. Here's why that's nonsense. And this is a really great piece by Jordan. A recent viral TikTok video that I just showed to you, Eliza, has fueled a lot of excited commentary across social media, sparking sentiments that are similar to the aforementioned themes. In the video, and you guys just saw it, she decries the fact that her 40-hour-a-week job is barely paying her bills. She brings in $2,000 a month, which is just enough to afford her $1,600 rent, which has skyrocketed because of the housing crisis, because of the interest rates, because of the spending, because of the Federal Reserve and the cartel that runs and debases our currency in Washington, D.C., that neither political party will address ever, ever, ever. They just spend and spend. The Fed prints them money and they spend it like drunken sailors. Over and over, Democrats and Republicans, and they just did it again with another outrageous spending bill that we're going to go through tomorrow with Ryan Gierdewski on the Shannon Joy Show, because he has gone through that bill with a fine-tooth comb. These people are monsters. These are degenerates in D.C. that are creating an impossible situation where hard work doesn't even matter anymore. Doing the right thing, going to college, working hard, doing your best the way that they set it up for you doesn't cut it anymore. Because the game is rigged. The economy is rigged for these kids. Jordan Schachtel goes on. She adds that she's physically and emotionally exhausted from this process. It's soulless. It's soul-sucking. What do you have to look forward to? It's bleak. It's the malaise. Jordan goes on. This week, I witnessed lots of notable people on the right of the political divide labeling her lazy, entitled, demanding she just work harder to achieve the life that she seeks. That's not the wrong approach to the that's not just the wrong approach to this topic. It's both ignorant and naive. Let's separate the realities of her life from the macro issues that Americans face today in today's economy, says Jordan Schachtel. Yes, she could probably do a better job at budgeting, maybe living at home, taking on a second job. I get it. Right? Find a roommate. I understand. But Eliza's unfavorable position within the system, which is the economy that we are all subjected to against our will, which is rigged, okay, is the result of living, says Jordan Schachtel, in an increasingly centralized financial order in which our leaders in Washington, D.C. and on Wall Street rob the American working class with endless infusions of inflation and debasement. Boom. Okay? Debt, as far as the eye can see, inflation devaluing our dollar, making the dollars that we earn less or be worth less, making everything more difficult. I'm experiencing this in real life within my family. Everything from flights, hotel rooms, food, clothing, regular necessities of life, everything is inflated, despite what they're telling you. Sure, says Jordan Schachtel, the American economy is freer than most, and people from other countries have it so much worse than us, or so they tell us. But nonetheless, so much of our system is controlled by just 7 members of the unbelievable racket, which is a cartel that is the Federal Reserve, a private banking cartel. And then we have Congress, the vast majority of which, Democrat and Republican, have sold out to the corporate lobbyists and have committed a full betrayal of the purchasing power of the average American. Why in the world should someone like Eliza have to work a full-time job to barely make ends meet, to the point where people are delaying childbirth, they're delaying marriage. Young kids are saying they don't want to have families because they do not see a brighter future. They don't see a way out. And I can tell all of you who are out there saying, work harder, work harder, work harder. I'm probably one of the hardest workers out there. I can outwork anyone. I've always been able to outwork anyone. I could take 2 jobs, 3 jobs, okay, that's what I've instilled in my children and in my family. But I can tell you, in this economy today, working harder is not what gets you ahead. It's selling out, buying in, accepting the larger status quo. If you have any hope of getting put into the pipeline of making a decent salary, but most people, it doesn't matter. They'll get a raise and that raise will be erased by inflation in weeks. They'll get another raise. That raise is erased by inflation. You can get a second job. That's erased by interest rates. Healthcare costs. Come on. This isn't the American that Eliza, the America that Eliza's parents and especially her grandparents grew up in, said Jordan Schachtel. In 2024 America, we are staring down at a $34.2 trillion debt bomb. In 2024 America, those who don't come from well-to-do households better be prepared to take out a six-figure loan to make a future degree a reality. If they want to buy a vehicle, they better be ready to take out another loan on their car, double-digit interest rates. If they want to buy a house, it's time to take out yet another loan and start making those mortgage payments. And unlike previous generations, a full-time job won't cut it. It won't provide them much of a chance to pay off those loans anytime soon. And two full-time jobs with two working adults, mom and dad, both in the workplace, sending their kids to government institutions every day because it's more about childcare than it is about education. And to those institutions, it's more about indoctrination than it is education. This is not a life. This is not a life. Young Americans are being glued to the fiat debt treadmill. They're being set up for a lifelong sprint just to make ends meet. Jordan ends with this. This is very good. My fellow Americans, especially those of us who believe in the power of markets and human freedom, we have to stop maintaining the delusion that if we operate within a free market, that we operate within a free market system. That is an illusion. And in doing so, we should work towards a freer and fairer system for all of our countrymen. Okay. And no, not big government spending programs, and no, not big programs to pay for housing and pay for food and pay for healthcare and pay for education by the federal government. No, it is a decentralization, a demolishing of the federal government and the institutions that are doing this to us that needs to happen. And that will only happen with a bottom up revolution of the American people from every corner of the world. Getting involved in your own community, securing your own communities, and spitting yourself out from this two-party political circus where both of these parties and their cronies at the Federal Reserve, federal government, and big corporations are laughing all the way to the bank. Okay, anyone operating in that paradigm is in a false paradigm. And this is why people, I think, are feeling helpless, hopeless, and the malaise. Because what I just explained to you, all of it, that the health impacts of COVID-19, the financial impacts of COVID-19, which is like an atom bomb on this country, the cultural impact, the societal impact, all of it, none of it has gone away. None of it has gone away. Yet our two political parties are pretending that we're entering a new utopia, a new economic renaissance, that all the old topics that they bickered over in the 1990s and the 2000s are all on the table again. We're gonna embark on a political contest between Trump and Biden, the two entities that did this to us in the first place and won't even acknowledge it. We've got to bust out of that paradigm. And this is why I continue to platform people who are outside of that paradigm. So the Chip Roys and the Tom Massey's and the Ron DeSantis's and the Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s and the even, you know, the David Icke's and Elon Musk. And from time to time, Tucker Carlson gets it right. I think that they're probably in the system, but it's like, come on, come on. You cannot have a straight face. You can't come to the microphone every day if you're in Con Inc. or Bizarro Con. And continue with the old trope of D versus R in the vein of Rush Limbaugh and be accurate or even honest. That world is dead and buried. That world is gone. That reality is gone. And I say that because I want people to wait. I want people to find their power, right? And sitting back and waiting and being frustrated and angry and irritated at liberals for the next 9 months, doing nothing, waiting breathlessly to pull a lever for your guy thinking he's going to save you, that's not going to solve this. It's not going to solve what Jordan just laid out in his Substack piece. But conservative media is still completely dominated by the likes of Cat Turd, Philip Buchanan, ex-liberal, blowhard. Reminds me of a guy running for president, ex-Democrat, ex-liberal, Republican, blowhard. All right, I'm going to take a look at your live chat. You guys are blowing up the live chats. And yeah, we got over 200 viewers today on the Shannon Joy Show. We've been able to maintain that. So that's pretty awesome. I want to get your feedback. And we're going to speak to that malaise and get some of the feedback that I got from you on Twitter. I'm going to read some of your tweets because I think that is the reality that people are facing in the U.S. today. And it's not being addressed or acknowledged by either political party. That's a big deal. And it's an omission of a very, very large truth. The economic realities are beginning to settle in. And as Bill Clinton always said, it's the economy, stupid. Will this be the impact necessary for American people to wake up? You thought it would, I would have thought it would have been COVID-19 vaccines and force injecting people with untested poison. But apparently that was not the straw that broke the camel's back. Here in the U.S., revolution is on fire in Europe, hasn't come to the U.S. The question is, will the economic impact wake people up? We'll come back. We're going to discuss that, close out the show today on the Shannon Joy Show.
New details tonight on the 1963 assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. The alleged assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, was involved in a CIA operation 3 months before the assassination.
This project was said to be a covert CIA operation that was developing a top-secret vaccine and/or a biological weapon.
What they're doing is they're trying to kill Castro.
I'm just a patsy.
In 1963, the world was a powder keg ready to explode. With the CIA holding a match to fuses on every continent. From Vietnam to Cuba, clandestine operations were being waged to preserve a fascist New World Order, which emerged from the ashes of the Third Reich. Assassination teams within the CIA had their eyes on two sitting heads of state. Fidel, a few years earlier, had survived an agency-led coup d'etat. The other head of state, President John F. Kennedy, had scuttled that attempted overthrow and pledged to dismantle the agency, which was already planning his demise. U.S. soil was no longer sacred nor safe from the murderous reach of the CIA, which now reached ambitiously into the heartland of America and into the bayous of New Orleans.
Not mean, however, I'm a communist.
A young girl found herself caught up in a clandestine covert operation to eliminate Fidel Castro. This wouldn't be a shot heard around the world, but rather a silent shot of super cancer-causing poison derived from a monkey simian virus called SV40. A team of fascists hell-bent on defeating communism directed by the CIA, was formed in New Orleans. This den of vipers included the head of the National Cancer Society, the FBI's former head agent in mafia-controlled Chicago, and a paramilitary instructor who would bring in a double agent named Lee Harvey Oswald. This tale has everything from murder, espionage, a tragic love story to bioweapons and the genesis of gain-of-function research. At the end of this, we'll have one dead doctor, multiple dead agents, and a dead president. I'm Shannon Joy. Stay tuned as I take you through the full story. Welcome back, everyone, to the final segment of the Shannon Joy Show as we close out the very first show of the week. Look forward to this week. We have some great guests coming up tomorrow. We are going to go through the disastrous, disgusting, despicable, unbelievable, bipartisan, uniparty spending bill that is coming out of Congress, apparently to solve the border crisis that they created. James Gerdusky has gone through that disaster with a fine-tooth comb. He's going to join us tomorrow to lay bare the disaster is the spending in this country. We're also going to be joined by Daniel Horowitz, good friend of the Shannon Joy Show. If there's one person actually that I agree with on basically everything, it's Daniel Horowitz. He's me in a male body, essentially. He's fantastic. He will be with us later in the program to talk about a lot of these topics. And I see that Sandy Lou 58, I'm looking at some of your comments on the live chat regarding this TikTok by Eliza, and Sandy Lou is not buying it. She's saying that suck it up, you know, buttercup, and get another job, work harder, run for office, change your reality. I worked 40 to 60 hours or 60 to 80 hours a week. I get what you're saying, Sandy Lou. I get what you're saying. There is, you know, there will always be people out there, and I have run into them throughout my lifetime, who don't want to work, who don't want to work hard, and they want to complain a lot. And I get that. I am telling you from my perspective as someone who has had every job you can ever imagine. I was a bus girl. I was a waitress. I was a bartender. I did everything you can imagine for the first 10 years of my professional career. I had two jobs because what I was making in my professional career as an account executive wasn't enough to make ends meet. So I'm telling you, as a person who has worked very hard, it seems to me that in this new economy, hard work is not rewarded in the way that it was when I was growing up, you were growing up, or even our grandparents, right? That hard work is not getting people ahead. It's barely even allowing them to survive. And they're not able to have families. I can also tell you, as a Gen Xer, who was the recipient of the feminist movement of the 1960s and 70s, which dumped millions of women into the workforce because we were told in order to be equal to men, we have to work like men and dress like men and essentially be men in the workforce, right? Well, that movement because there was such an influx of human beings into the workforce, it brought down wages for everyone. And women like myself, you know, back when I was having kids, I wanted to stay home with them. I couldn't. I was able to, you know, work it out in my family so that I only worked a couple days a week and we sacrificed a lot for that, but it's very difficult. And so these external forces are setting up these situations in an economy that it's very, very difficult for people to survive in. And at this point, it's hard for them to have children. If both, people in a relationship, if you're in a marriage and you both have to work, you know, 50 hours a week, 60 hours a week just to make ends meet, why would you have children? I mean, come on, guys. So we have to hear this, right? You still have to work hard. I know, Vedana, of course you have to work hard. But what I'm telling you is that the people running this country, both political parties and the power structures, are making it impossible to survive even for those who will work hard. It's just the reality. And you know what? This is quite frankly, and you know, this is what a lot of people are feeling. This is what I put out on Twitter. We're gonna end with this. It's not easy, and you just can't now make the knee-jerk reaction to this problem. Oh, just work harder. I'm sorry. It's not a reality. We've decimated our economy. We have allowed scoundrels in Washington, D.C. over many, many, many decades to absolutely decimate this economy. It's I don't even know how you can call this a free market economy. This is a command and control economy from Washington, D.C. through subsidies, the tax structure, all the government contractors. It is the government is the largest economy in this country. That is by definition a command and control socialistic economy. That's why people are having, if you just let the free market reign, injected some competition into this economy, cut it out with the massive debt deficit spending, stopped printing money, went back to gold-backed currencies, things would be better. But we're not going to get that if we continue to lie to ourselves, okay? Studio 8424, we do not have a free market, period. You can't work yourself out of a free market or out of a controlled or rigged economy. You can work until you're dead and buried and you'll never get ahead because they'll never let you get ahead. So we got to figure this out. But in talking to all kinds of people, and this is what I put out on, and you're right. I mean, BlackRock, Vanguard, again, the Federal Reserve, the banking cartel, the large global banks, and the massive corporations that are essentially leveraged and owned by the large global banks, they've amassed an enormous amount of power. They are operating in a rigged economy. In order for us to win for the little guy, we have to break that apart and infuse freedom, laissez-faire into the economy, meaning making it easier for small to medium-sized businesses to compete, taking off the shackles, stop crushing people with inflation and with the devaluation of our currency, and take apart those structures. That's the way that you have an economy that someone who works hard can survive in and does the right thing. Those are the answers. No one in Washington, D.C. will talk about that, save Rand Paul, Ron Paul, Chip Roy, Tom Massey, and occasionally maybe Mike Lee and Ted Cruz when they're rarely getting things right. So, I mean, we got to put our heads on straight. But this is, you know, this is what I put out to my audience on Twitter and talking to all kinds of people from every walk of life. These are my friends and family, boomers, the younger generation, millennials. I get the sense that everyone is being squeezed. That's the sense that I get, and feeling unsettled. This is upper, middle, lower income, all races, religion, educated and uneducated, young and old. Financial, physical, mental, and spiritual health seems to be declining for everyone. There is an uncertainty and just a general malaise that I'm sensing among so many people. It just seems gray. It seems bleak. It seems dark. It doesn't seem like anyone is really identifying or platforming the real problems in this country, and we're just kind of going through the motions of another election. People are surviving, but not thriving. In fact, nowhere near thriving. And even the people who are doing well, and I know people who are doing well, who are hard workers and they're surviving and they're doing well in this economy, they are troubled by the declining prosperity of the people around them in every genre. And I asked my audience, it's exhausting. Bones Mama won. You're right. Dino Fun says the suck it up response of the conservative movement and the trust the big government response of the left are both equally toxic. I agree. Well, you all agreed with me. I mean, the response to this post was pretty swift. And I just want to read some of the responses that I got from Tommy Liberty at Rucksack Radio. Said, we are in dire need of an intellectual renaissance. So much of what is happening is a product of emotionally impulsive choices and their effect, not well-reasoned decisions. This applies to nearly everything across all demographics and socio-political spectrums. E. Townsend replied, it's an overwhelming, and this is to the malaise. This is to this sense that, I mean, even if you're doing well financially, your health is failing because you're, you know, double vaxxed and triple boosted, or even if you didn't get the vaccine and you're healthy and the family's healthy, you're seeing the walls close in on you and your business because, I mean, you just can't make it because it's like literally every month inflation is just through the roof. It costs more and more to put a gallon of gas in your car get ahead. Very, very difficult for every socioeconomic demographic. Townsend says this, E. Townsend on Twitter, it's an overwhelming feeling of hopelessness. There's been a huge shift. It feels like since 2016. It feels like the world has been in extreme fight or flight mode since then. And COVID exploded that even further. Everyone is in a hyper vigilant state where we're all on a hair trigger, just waiting for the next catastrophe. Even post 9/11 didn't feel like this does. And I would say even post 2008 and the financial collapse didn't feel like this does. This is uniquely post COVID. This is unique to the past 3 years. And I believe it's because we are at war, that this is a campaign. And I talked about this in detail with my guest last week, Dr. Clayton Baker. I encourage you all to go back and listen to that conversation. It was a good one about that. Even post 9/11 didn't feel like this. There's been no sign of relief, no closure. no normalcy, no reckoning or even an acknowledgement of what regular Americans are going through. Everyone is attempting their best to put on a brave face, but it truly feels like we've entered a bad, bad place worldwide with no answers from leaders on how to resolve it. That was a response to me from E. Townsend on Twitter. Rebecca Cherborg, yes, a lot of mourning going on. Too many types of losses. James Stout responded, yes, definitely. Speaking strictly financially, my wife and I are doing very well, but we are very unsettled about the general state of things and realize that even our financial situation could collapse in the blink of an eye if the powers that be decide to make it so. How unsettling is that? That they could put in place a series of events that could take, that could wipe out people's 401ks, could wipe out your Roth IRAs, could completely collapse the stock market. Will they do that? Can they do that? I'm not sure how connected and if they're able to, but you get the sense if they were able to shut down the world for COVID, a virus that was survivable by 99.9% of the population, and force inject hundreds of millions of people with mRNA technology that was untested and toxic to humans. If they're able to do that on a trigger, and there's been no recourse, there's been no remedy, no acknowledgement of it, no reckoning for it, what could they do next? This, I think, is what people are sensing, even if they can't put their finger on it. Back to the responses. Mr. Lovejoy wrote this. There's an underlying low-level tension and feeling of impending danger just over the horizon that didn't exist before March of 2020. It's a similar feeling of watching a hurricane that just might track right over where you live. I've talked to others who believe this as well. Stacy Beach said, yes, every day. Truth Seeker One said, yes, absolutely, you're spot on. I have twins who just started their second year of their second semester of college at two different dorms and campuses, and both say it's hard to make connections. Everything, you know, your social bonds, the bonds with friends and family, your financial situations, health situations. I'm having these conversations every day. And I guess I just wanted to know if other people were feeling this as well. I feel unsettled. I don't feel settled at all. I don't feel, and that doesn't mean that we have to succumb to this feeling and accept it as a fait accompli and accept this as our future. No, we need to rage against this. We need to rage against it, not accept it. Not say, oh, that's just what we're going to get. That's just the way politics are done. That's just the way it's going to be in this country. Somehow we have to find something within us to rage against this and to fight it with everything that we have. Because it will never get better. When they locked us down, shut us down, force jabbed us, they set in motion something that does not have an off button. There's no off switch until we turn it off. There's no solution to this. They're not just going to let us go. They're not just going to say, oh, shucks, darn it. People are catching on to this. And maybe we push the pedal to the metal a little too fast, and we're just going to ease off it and try laissez-faire free markets again. Let's try a new renaissance. Let's open up free speech. Let's open up the markets. I'm sure the big pharmaceutical corporations really want to have a lot of mom and pop, small to medium sized businesses competing for their dollars and their revenue and their market share. These massive corporations, the banks, Tesla, Elon, that they're going to give up this cushy situation that they've established over many, many, many decades that makes them filthy rich, a clear elite 1%, less than 1%. You think they're going to give that back to you unless you take it back? This is why I feel so terribly. I feel so terribly for people. They're not going to give it back. The government is not going to give it back. They're laughing at you. They're laughing at me. They're laughing at us because we continue to allow ourselves to be divided because we continue to allow ourselves to be lied to by the entities that divide us. And so we just have to continue to pursue the truth. And I hope, again, there is so much, just the emergence. And I know you all don't love Bobby Kennedy Jr. And a lot of you didn't like Ron DeSantis. And I saw those two guys as the outsiders, right? Just the emergence of these people onto the national stage in the discourse is good, right? We have to take it back. Right now, the full-on revolution in Europe. And it's hard to understand what's going on in there. I'm still working on a good source. If you guys have any good sources, people on the ground in Europe, France is shut down, it seems. They're shutting down government buildings and roads. Again, I haven't done a whole lot on it because there's a lot of imagery coming out, but I haven't gotten a really solid source. I've been reaching out to James Melville. I've been trying to get Christine Anderson, can't get her on, Eva Vlar as well. Typically, we can get these people on the show, and I just haven't been able to arrange it. So I haven't done a whole lot on it, but I mean, we certainly need the revolution here in the U.S., peaceful revolution using our voices, our connections, our political and grassroots organization at the bottom up level. We need to engage in boycotts and boycotts. We need to practice peaceful non-compliance and civil disobedience. We have to spit ourselves out of the systems, whether it's the education systems or the healthcare systems or the economic systems, whether that's buying gold, physical gold, or investing in crypto or Bitcoin, whatever you understand. I mean, you're gonna have to do your own research on those things. But all of the above, everything but the kitchen sink that we can do to emancipate ourselves from these corrupted vessels. And in a very small way, this is what I've attempted to do over the past 3 weeks with the emancipation of this program and moving away from my producers, figuring out how to self-produce and also self-platform on multiple platforms. It's one of those ways that I can spit myself out of the system and make sure that every day when I come to you, I can tell you the truth. I might not be right about everything, but you know that I am genuine and I am telling you the truth. And, you know, that's what we need to look for in those who are disseminating information. Winfred Frank says, Shannon, it's been difficult to assess the farmer protests in Europe as it's being completely stonewalled by the mainstream media. That's absolutely true. We're not getting any reporting from mainstream media. And it's also getting a little scary there too, though. They're shutting down roads. They're shutting down supply lines. And in Paris, at least, there is a real concern that there might be serious food shortages as they come to an impasse and a standstill on this in Europe. But yeah, I'm looking for good sources, and I'm going to be doing a little bit of research on that today as well. We'll see if we can't get something really good. But yeah, I just want to thank all of you. We went a little bit late today. Great show, great commentary from everyone. So appreciate all of you. Jim Bicknell says, hey, have you looked into StreamYard? Yeah, StreamYard is a great platform for live streaming right now. You know, obviously I'm using Rumble Creator Studio, which has been fantastic. And Studio 8424 says, you'll probably do better in Florida compared to New York. I think Florida is great, but I think they have their problems too. And New York, listen, I'm a fighter. I'm going to stay in New York. New York is the belly of the beast. And that's part of the reason why I stay here. And you know, I just don't give up easily, and I don't like to be run out of my hometown. And so as long as I can stay in New York and report to you, again, the worst stuff goes down in New York first. So it gives me a unique vantage point as to the strategies and the tactics of the severely entrenched left. And I can tell you the reason I know about the unibrow in Washington, D.C. is that we've had a uniparty system in New York for 20 years. That's why it's as bad as it is in New York. We do not have an opposition party. The Republican is opposition in name only, and they just enjoy their minority status, and they sit back and they complain, all the elected officials, they complain about how bad it is, and we're so sorry, but there's nothing we can do. And they enjoy their contracts and their salary and their pensions, and it's all part of the game. And it's one of the reasons that I was able to identify this 10 years ago in Washington, D.C., and in the Republican Party as a whole at the national level, because I experienced it here in New York first. So it's the worst in California and New York right now, but that's the site of the biggest battles. And so if we can win, it's still in flux, but if we can win in New York in certain areas, we can win across the country. So yeah, we're definitely going to, you know, keep it happening. But yeah, really appreciate all of you. So thankful for our sponsors, obviously Shell Shock CBD. Go to Shell Shock CBD right now. Use that promo code ShannonJoy for 10% off, and also QP Goat Soap, qpgoatsoap.com. Again, make sure you keep it tuned right here all week long. I'm working on some big guests, including I already have secured, obviously, James Gierduski tomorrow on the big, massive, nasty spending bill. Just see how bad it is with the two-party unibrow system in Washington, D.C. They just keep stuff in their pockets. That's what they do over and over and over, and we let them. They just stuff their pockets. They lie to us, and we let them over and over and over. Groundhog Day political hell. Well, they're doing it again, and this time they're using the border crisis that they created to fleece you and your children and your grandchildren, again, not only of your financial security, but also your liberty and your constitution. And as I mentioned a moment ago, they won't stop until we stop them. So we're going to talk to James tomorrow on the Shannon Joy Show, special guest. Also, Daniel Horowitz later this week, Thursday or Friday. And I have a super special guest up my sleeve that I like to bring on as well. So very exciting here, Shannon. We're going to, or very exciting here on the Shannon Joy Show. And we're going to keep bringing you all of the latest news and headlines and analysis. So keep it tuned here. We will see you tomorrow right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Hey everyone, Shannon Joy for Connecta Mobile. So when I started my show 10 years ago, I would talk to my friends about privacy and the Fourth Amendment, and they would look at me like I had three heads. Now, fast forward to 2024, post-COVID, and everyone is talking about privacy. We are freaked out by AI, grossed out by government surveillance, and very aware that data is the new gold. Combine that with the new reality that your whole life and all of your data is on your phone and in the palm of your hands, making you a sitting duck for common hackers, corporate hustlers, or government spies. Are you going to let them get away with that? Well, I'm not. And that's why I use my Connecta mobile phone as the official business phone for Joy Media. That's because Connecta is the only phone company that specializes in security and privacy above all else. Call Connecta Mobile today and talk to a real person who lives in the United States about securing your devices and communications for as little as $35 a month. Their basic plan includes device encryption, encrypted text and data, also a free phone. That's just the beginning. Call 941-246-2156 to talk to a representative. That's 941-246-2156. Or go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Get securely connected today only with Connecta.